When the West saw the Soviet Union as a threat, NATO had a natural role in balancing that threat. But when the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet Union dissolved in 1989, the alliance's main reason for being disappeared. Since then, it has admitted 13 former Soviet allies and sent troops to the Balkans and to Afghanistan. But for skeptical Western Europeans, that has not helped prove NATO's continuing relevance.
Relevant or relic might be a question if NATO was still camped in Europe, you know, waiting to defend the borders. But we're anything but that.
U.S. Navy Admiral James Stavridis is the top NATO military officer. He told a gathering in Washington that the alliance is doing important things to ensure security from conventional threats and from new ones like terrorism, piracy, and cyber attacks. But Stavridis admits there is one thing NATO is not good at.
We're very good at launching missiles. We need to get better at launching ideas.
The challenge is to convince people in member countries, especially in Western Europe, that NATO is important for their future. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has just finished chairing a team that wrote a first draft of the new strategic concept and presented it to NATO officials. The document, due to be approved by NATO leaders in November, is supposed to help inspire support for NATO's missions.
I think we have to explain why this alliance that was started 60 years ago for a totally different reason is something that's important now.
NATO is an alliance of democracies, and many of its members have trouble convincing their parliaments and their people to spend money on defense during what seems like a peaceful time in Europe. Damon Wilson of the Atlantic Council says the new strategic concept will not likely change that.
This is not going to be a paper that grips the European publics and seizes the imagination of the American people. No, it's not going to be that. But it does need to basically provide the common talking points that you so that allied leaders, allied presidents and prime ministers have on one sheet of paper, one page, a set of common talking points that they can speak from to their people to explain why the alliance matters.
NATO is an essential source of stability in an uncertain world, according to the Albright report. The report says the alliance must be able to respond quickly to new and complex challenges. That means better planning, intelligence sharing, and a focus on new issues like missile defense. At the Heritage Foundation, European security expert Sally McNamara does not disagree with that, but she says a year of consultation is not what NATO needs.
I think consensus is something that you have to work at, and it's something that will happen by action.
McNamara says officials should demonstrate NATO's relevance by providing the troops, trainers, and equipment needed to succeed in Afghanistan, rather than talking about concepts most members already agree on. Al Pessin, VOA News, at the Pentagon.